On behalf of the Board of Trustees of Methodist College, I want to welcome you all here today for this milestone in the history of Methodist College. We certainly appreciate your attendance and thank you for coming. I'll call on Reverend O.L. Hathaway at this time for the invocation.
Let us pray. Blessed and glorious Lord God Almighty, by whose power and wisdom and love all things are sanctified, enlightened, and made perfect, be merciful unto us and bless us, we beseech thee, and cause thy face to shine upon us, that we now do may please thee and show forth the honor of thy name. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dearly beloved, this building, which by the favor of God and the labor of man has been completed and set in use, embodies the obligation of each generation to impart its treasures of wisdom and knowledge to the generations following. For the fulfillment of this task, we need not only the best that man can do, but above all, the blessing of Almighty God. Let us therefore bring to Him our praises and our prayers on behalf of those who by their gifts or their services shall unite in fulfilling the purpose for which this building is prepared.
Our scripture lesson is taken from the book of Proverbs and the book of Timothy. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gets understanding. For the gain from it is better than gain from silver, and profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is on her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps broke forth and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, keep sound wisdom and discretion. Let them not escape from your sight. They will be life to your soul, adornment to your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
We present this building to be dedicated to the service of Almighty God and the enlightenment of His children, and in memory of Mrs. Geraldine Tyson Davis.
This building is dedicated in memory of Mrs. Geraldine Tyson Davis, Christian teacher, wife, and mother, member of the Board of Trustees, and benefactor of the college.
Let us now enter into the act of dedication, and you will enter into this responsively. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we dedicate this library to the Holy Ministry of Education in memory of Mrs. Geraldine Tyson Davis as a place of study, enlightenment, and spiritual enrichment in the midst of the pursuits of truth and academic goals on this campus.
Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is our life.
We dedicate this building to the spiritual enrichment of all who shall come here in pursuit of knowledge.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding.
We dedicate this building to the broadening of mental horizons and the deepening of knowledge, that young and old may be awakened and informed.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
We dedicate ourselves anew to that service of our fellow men, wherein can best be performed our true service of God, in obedience to the spirit of the Master when he said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose eyes are ever toward the righteous, and whose ears are ever open unto thy cry, graciously accept, we pray thee, this building which we now dedicate to thee, to thy service and glory, and in memory of Mrs. Geraldine Tyson Davis, that in it love and wisdom may unite to make plain the path of knowledge to those who gather here. And we beseech thee, receive us, thy servants, who here dedicate ourselves anew to thee, and to those offices of fellowship and goodwill in which thou art well pleased. Grant that those who come to occupy this building may come with pure minds, upright purpose, steadfast endeavor, to learn and to do thy holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Some time ago, we had an occasion to be discussing a need for people in our company. And my wife, who had a great deal of regard for people who never had an opportunity, said, why don't you hire Mexican drivers? I said, well, one thing is a language barrier. It was a terrific problem. So she took it on herself to take a dishwasher at the country club and teach him English in times when she really would maybe have preferred doing other things and missed other places that she could have gone. And incidentally, today is a very good truck driver, makes a good living because she took her time to help him. And this has been true in all my experience, whether from the days that she taught school here at Massey Hill. And I do appreciate what you people, you good people, have done in her memory today.
Now unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift upon you the light of his countenance and give you peace, both now and evermore. Amen.